Now, I've said a couple of things that empathy isn't as I define empathy. First, it's not sympathy. When we give sympathy, we're talking about ourselves. When we're empathically connected with other people, we're focusing on what's alive in them. I've also said that empathy is not saying I understand. It's demonstrating understanding through our non-verbal communication or through verbally reflecting our understanding. Empathy is not giving advice, and empathy is not correcting. So if somebody says something, they're upset about something, and they say, "You had no right to do what I'm upset about." And what if we didn't do what they said? It's very tempting to want to jump in and correct the person and give them the facts. But when people are upset, even if their being upset is stimulated by a misinterpretation on their part, it really helps if we can empathically connect before correction. When I give some exercises on empathy in groups, I often ask the group to write down an empathic response to some statements I make. And one of the statements I make is to say something in a very emotional way where the facts upon which I'm basing my emotion are just not accurate. For example, I often do an exercise to get people to see how to empathically connect before they correct. And that might look like this. In the United States, I might ask the group to imagine that I'm an immigrant recently coming into the United States. And I say, "Now, write down what you would say back to this immigrant if the immigrant said the following. I'm really annoyed with you Americans for electing Tony Blair as your president. How could you do that?" And I ask the group to write down an empathic response to that statement. The majority of people want to correct it immediately. They want to say, "Who is the president?" and point out that Tony Blair is not the president. And then they can see how trained they are to want to correct rather than go to connecting with what's alive in the person. Now, we may want to correct things that we think would help situations by correcting them, but I suggest that learn how to empathically connect before correcting. People then can trust that what you are really valuing is what's alive in them. And when people trust that you value connecting with what's alive in them before it's important to you to correct situations, that has a big impact on relationships, that empathic connection is valued more than correction. Now, this doesn't mean that after the empathic connection, we might not want to get the correction, but empathic connection before correction. Keeping intellectual understanding separate from empathic connection, I find it's particularly difficult with people who were trained as I was in psychotherapy of a psychoanalytic nature. I was trained to try to help people connect the present problems they're having with things that happened earlier in their life, to get them insights into this. And the people usually found this very interesting and helpful in a certain way. But it took me quite a few years to realize how much more powerful it was for me to empathically connect with them rather than to intellectually analyze how their problems began. I was working with 23 psychiatrists in one community, and I was giving them an exercise on empathic connection. And I asked them to write down what they would say to people to empathically connect with them who expressed certain things. So one of the things that I said in the role of a patient that came to see them was, I'm feeling so depressed. I don't know that I want to keep alive. I think the world would be better off without me. And I asked each of them to write down what would be an empathic reaction to this person's statement. I would then ask them to hand in these responses they made. And then I said, I'm going to read each of these out loud, and I'd like you to raise your hand if you were that person expressing this pain, that you would really feel an empathic connection, an understanding of what you were feeling and needing. Hands were raised to only 3 of the 23 statements that were handed in. It was a powerful learning experience for them. They could see that they hadn't been trained to empathically connect, but to intellectually understand. For example, the most frequent response they made was to ask questions to get further information, such as, when did this start? What makes you think that you have nothing to offer the world? So they asked questions to elicit more intellectual understanding of the situation, but didn't empathically connect with what this person might be feeling and needing at the moment they expressed the pain. One woman got very upset because when I read off the statement she made, 2 people groaned in the group, and she turned around and said, "Why would that bother you if someone said that?" Her statement to the other person was, "That's ridiculous. You have everything to offer." She later told me that she was sad that she hadn't learned this earlier in her career because for 27 years she had been making statements like that to people when they were in pain and thought they were worth nothing. She tried to reassure them that they were worthwhile. And this was the first time she said, "I can see that people could give me honest feedback about that. I can see that a patient that's talking to me and feels bad and I say something that doesn't make them feel better, it would be very hard for them to let me know that."